This is Northwest News from KPLU. What does gentrification mean? Residents of Seattle's Central District are getting a crash course. The neighborhood has long been the cultural hub of the city's African-American community, largely because racist covenants prevented them for a long time from living elsewhere. But now the area has been discovered by developers and tech workers. KPLU's Paula Whistle talked with one longtime resident who says the place she always called home is disappearing.
K.L. Shannon, who works with the NAACP, is pretty blunt about what she sees happening to her neighborhood.
The black community has been pushed out of the central area.
We're sitting at a picnic table at Edwin Pratt Park at 20th and Yesler in the heart of the central area. Shannon says it's always been a spot where black families gather for birthdays and community events. She remembers coming here a lot as a kid.
Just playing with my friends, climbing up on the swings.
There's one big difference, though, from when Shannon was little.
You know, we're seeing more white folks in the area.
I just noticed several young white men walking their dogs.
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's more dogs. I think I've seen every breed of dog.
Change is evident as well in the businesses across the street. There's now a white-owned coffee shop, along with the black-owned businesses that Shannon says reflect in some ways who she is.
You know, there's the barbecue that's right across the street. There's the corner store.
Where she says she can still buy certain 5-cent candies.
Hot suckers, like a ball.
And it isn't just the loss of touchstones like corner stores that Shannon sees as the downside of gentrification. Nobody she knows can afford the new green-built condos down the street, selling for $700,000. In 1970, the population here was nearly 75% black. Now it's less than 20%. As the population has shifted, Shannon says she's noticed what she sees as a sense of entitlement on the part of some of the newer residents. She tells me about a recent incident at the local Starbucks.
There was this young white man. He had to be in his early 20s, late 20s. And there was an elderly black gentleman.
Apparently, there had been some sort of altercation between the two.
And this young white man, you know, he was, you know, using profanity. He was cursing at him.
She says at one point, the young man swore and yelled, "I live right across the street."
And it was just the arrogance and the disrespect that he was showing this African-American elder, and it was like, wow, this is the result of what gentrification is looking like now.
But gentrification also looks like this.
Our people united will never be divided.
It's a warm summer evening. People are marching through the Central District on their way to a rally in honor of the shooting victims at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. What's striking is that a lot of the marchers are white. Later, I asked Shannon, who helped organize the event, about it.
A lot of those folks were from around this community and have to commend folks.
Shannon is skeptical that the switch to district elections will mean gentrification gets more attention. She says at a recent city council candidate forum here, it was barely even touched on. The reason, she believes, is that the demographics have already changed so much that African-American issues just aren't given the weight they once were. As for her future here...
My nephew keeps saying, let's move out to the North End. But I don't want to move out to the North End. I want to be where people that look like me.
K.L. Shannon is going to have to move, though. The place she's living in has been sold and is about to be demolished to make way for new condos. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.